On the banks of a wide, lazy river, there was a small, cozy cottage where a little boy named Peter lived with his family. Every evening, little Peter, his grandparents, and his mom and dad would all come together around the fire. They would have dinner and say goodnight and go right to bed. Peter's mom would tuck him in under a thick, colorful quilt, which had been in the family for many, many years. It was big enough for the whole family to fit under by the fire, and for Peter to build giant pillow forts where he could pretend to fight dragons. Sometimes, when he couldn't sleep, he would pick at a few loose threads on the corners, counting them until he yawned and his eyes closed tight. Tonight, like every other night, Peter curled up beneath it and gave a great big yawn. But there was something different this time.
"Mommy,"
started Peter as he peered at the quilt under the light of the candle that his mom held in front of her.
"Look, it's turning gray."
Peter's mom frowned and leaned close, holding the candle just above the quilt. She put her hand over her mouth and gasped. Peter was right. The quilt, which used to be a swirl of brilliant colors taken from every shade of the rainbow, had slowly begun to turn gray from one edge to the other. Peter's mom hurried from the room, and he watched her go, worried about what was going on. Suddenly, the rest of the family all rushed into Peter's tiny room, squeezing in next to one another to see the colorful quilt fading in unnatural patches.
"Oh, dear,"
said Grandma, putting her hand over her heart.
"Oh, my,"
said Granddad, sitting on the very edge of the small bed.
"What do we do?"
asked Peter's dad, glancing from one person to the other.
"Nana,"
said Peter's mom to Grandma,
"didn't you always tell me that this was a magical quilt?"
Grandma looked at Grandpa, and then at Peter's parents, and then at Peter.
"That's true. This quilt works with the magic of stories."
She sat down beside Grandpa and smiled at Peter.
"Have I ever told you the story of when I was very small and my papa saved a puppy?"
Peter shook his head, and Grandma laughed. She started to talk, telling a tale of the wild adventure.
As she spoke, the quilt began to glow.
Slowly, so slowly, its colors began to come back.
"It's working,"
Peter gasped, pointing at the deep blues and the bright yellows and the flush purples.
"More stories."
He clapped his hands, and his family agreed. All night long, they told of one treasured memory after the other. Stories of fairies and magic and the adventures of their lives. Stories hiding in their past. With every one, the quilt became brighter until all of its brilliant colors were back. From there, Peter's family decided that they would tell one story every night, so that the magical quilt of dreams would never lose its colors again.